Now, Friday rolling around again, and time to chat with Nevin this morning. Nevin, how are you? Buenas tardes.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you, my friend? I was just wondering, have you filming plans in train at the moment, or what's the next move, do you know?
The kind of seafood trails is on at the minute, so there's about another 3 more weeks to go of that, and then... And that's an RTE 8:30 Wednesday night. So there's been good feedback from that. Do you know what? It's a bit up in the air. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. We are hoping for something. Maybe we have dates in my diary. Well, I've nothing else in my diary. I want to just clarify that.
No.
For April. And we were hoping to do another Spanish thing. I don't think that'll go ahead. But we might do something in Ireland again, which will be lovely. So it's always a bit tricky. And you know better than anyone, the whole TV thing, social distance and all that. And to make it interesting.
Very awkward.
And just whatever the guidelines are. Simply.
Well, the trip idea in the springtime might be a bit premature, mightn't it?
I think so. It's something we had planned for last year. I think I told you this in March.
We were going
to the Balearic Islands of Spain, and the Spanish Tourist Board have been hugely supportive. So then we said, okay, will it happen this year? But listen, I truthfully don't think it will, and I won't be disappointed. Well, you will or you won't, but you know, if we get something, you know, in Ireland, which is fantastic, we have a great country and showcasing what we do, we're our great producers and that. So we're kind of looking at ideas, or the producer is looking at ideas. It's all up to him at the end of the day.
Yes,
I'd be more than happy to do it because, you know, we got the seafood one done in last September, October. Took us a little bit longer, but it worked really well, and people are enjoying it, and that's the main thing.
All right. Well, that's as you say, the bottom line. So what are you starting with today, my friend? What are we doing?
Okay, we're going to do a family favourite, and it's instant meatballs.
Ooh.
And this is done with a kind of like a kale. It's called Caravira Nero, and it's a Tuscan kale that grows really well in Ireland. I think we spoke about it before, and I'm serving this with penne pasta. I'm going to give you a little option on this, just on this recipe. So I made this for one of my videos, and it's just getting really nice sausages from your local butcher. I use just a spring onion and black pepper one, and you just cut them into bite-sized pieces, Marty, and you fry them off, and then you toast off some pine nuts, throw them into the pan, and then you boil up your pasta. Your penne pasta will take about 10 or 12 minutes, so I would probably start with the pasta, then get your sausages onto the pan. So when you're boiling the pasta, just a pinch of salt. I'm using penne pasta. You can use spaghetti, or you can do this with rice, by the way, too. I should have said that, or potatoes.
Yeah.
So you're cooking your pasta, you're browning off your sausages in the pan with a little bit of oil, some toasted pine nuts, and then you can put in some of the Tuscan kale, the Caravira Nero it's called, or you can use some spinach. I made this literally last week with I got a little jar of tomato sauce. It's there's no sugar in this one. It's a sweet garlic and tomato sauce, and it's just delicious. And I cooked out the tomatoes the sausages in the tomato sauce, added in the Caravira and added in the spinach, and then put in the pasta. So it's really, really quick and simple.
And just this idea, this Cavolo Nero, it's kale, isn't
kale.
It?
Yeah. It is kale. It is, and it's not everyone's cup of tea. I think me and you spoke about it before. It's very fashionable, but it is still in season, and it grows really well in Ireland. And, you know, you can add lots of other vegetables into this if you want to use, like, a little bit of pak choi, or you want to use some carrots, you want to use some peas. Nothing wrong with peas at all. They're delicious. But the whole idea behind this, and I've kind of sidetracked a little bit, and apologies about that, talking about the tomato sauce, but this one is just very clean, very quick, but it's all about the quality of the sausages. I have to say that. So if you can get it for your local butcher, the one that I've used and recommend it was James Whelan. He's a wonderful butcher in Dublin. He does a lovely sun-dried tomato in Basel. So there's lots of, wherever your local butcher is, they'll have a nice, maybe a pork and leek one or whatever your particular
but
one
go
is.
But go for that interesting sort of different one.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Not the breakfast sausage. Thank you. It's more dinner sausage. Well said.
Yeah.
And cut them into small little pieces, Marty. And then what you do is just literally brown them off. And then you put in your pasta, you put in your kale, you put in your pine nuts. It's actually a really quick dish, but it's so full of flavour, to be honest with you. And grate a little bit of parmesan. You'll have this on the table, honestly, in 20 minutes. No joke now.
Are you serious? Quick. It sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's
really. And what about sauces and stuff on it? Is there a sauce on it?
Yeah, you can. Well, not really in this one, but as I said to you, I kind of like adjusted it last week. I made it at home, and I put a jar of it's a sweet tomato and sweet garlic sauce.
Right.
And this one has no added sugar in it, so it's a really nice. It's just a really good quality Italian tomato sauce. Simply better bring it in, and it's really nice in this. It really is tasty.
Just a sauce, right? Because you might need that.
Yeah, just to bind it. You're right.
Yeah, because the meatballs, of course, really big Italian dish, always, the meatballs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, this... This, I need to clarify, this is not an Italian. This is a really instant meatballs. You'd have your ground beef mixed with pork. Sometimes there's loads of recipes.
Oh, there is, yeah.
You know, this is a very simple one. So there is, yeah.
Don't tell anyone, like, just in case I make it. Don't tell anyone it was simple.
We'll have to get you back cooking for the new year now, Marty.
Absolutely, yeah. Keep it. Now that I have your fine apron, the least I can do is cook. Splash my lovely shirt. So now, what else have you got?
Come here, you're a man of many talents, aren't you? Sorry,
that's alleged.
The other one, Marty. We know it. It's true. It's true. It's not a rumor, Marty. I was going to do like a chili beef.
Okay.
And it's a vegetable with vegetables and some rice noodles this time. So we'll talk about the rice noodles. There's a lovely Irish company that I've mentioned many times, Thai Gold.
Yes.
And they do a lot of kind of like Thai coconut milk curry paste, and they're excellent. But their rice noodles are excellent. They're kind of like a little bit thicker than your regular rice noodles. You just boil them for about maybe 2 or 3 minutes with boiling water, and they're lovely in a salad. So they really are lovely.
Yeah.
So for this one, we're using some steaks and strip loin. I know you're a fan of the fillet.
Yes.
But fillet would be a waste in this. So a strip loin steak, which is gorgeous, or you could use a nice little bit of rump steak. What you do is cut it into kind of small, say the size of your thumb. That's exactly the size. So it's like a stir fry. And what you do with that then is you just literally cover a little bit of soya sauce over it in a bowl, a little bit of sweet chili sauce, say a spoonful of each, and you leave that for about 10, 15 minutes. While that's kind of marinating, you're going to slice a red pepper, prepare a little bit of pak choi, or that could be a green pepper, it doesn't matter, but pak choi can grow in Ireland, very, very easy. It's like an Asian oriental green. It's nice and crunchy, there's a lovely soft leaf in it, and it's super healthy, so it is. So it's a really, really lovely one, that's what it is.
Okay.
Bean sprouts, we're going to put them in at the last minute, those lovely little crunchy bean sprouts that just pop in your mouth. Mm. So good hot wok or a frying pan, you're going to seal off your beef, and then just for a minute or two, then you're going to add in. So what you do with a little bit of oil, I'm using rapeseed oil, you can use the toasted sesame oil, which is really lovely. This is a lovely one, actually. I'm thinking out loud here for your kids because, you know, homeschooling, cooking, that's a big part of it, I think so.
Mm.
So why not get the children involved in doing, maybe cutting the pepper, preparing the meat, you know, doing the pak choi, you know, getting things ready for you so that...
Well, I think you're right. I think having the children at home, I'm thinking about you having them at home as well. They should be wallpapering and cutting the grass and doing all sorts of stuff. You should use them while you have them. Sorry.
I love it. But you know, it is all about life skills. And
it is.
You've spoke about it so often. And
yes. Yeah. It is life skills.
Apron.
That's right.
Yeah, I must run that by Imelda.
That's right. Hoovering surely is a given. But no, anyway, sorry, back you go. Go on. Go on.
So on the pan, then you've browned off your meat, then you're going to add in your red pepper. You're going to add in your pak choi. It's very, very quick this now. It's a really quick recipe. Your bean sprouts, you're going to add them in at the very last minute. So when you've added in your pepper, pak choi, your meat is in there, you're going to add in another spoonful of soya sauce, and it's a dark one I'm using, and then the sweet chili sauce, which will give a lovely sweet and sour kind of taste to the actual dish. It won't be too spicy, promise you. Then goes in the bean sprouts. You can put in coriander. I don't have it in the recipe, but you can do that, or a little bit of basil if you want to. A little touch of salt and pepper. And then what I've done is just finish this with some dry roasted peanuts, just for a bit of texture. You can use cashew nuts. So in Thailand, they would finish this with kind of like cashew nuts, which is really, really nice. So you've cooked your noodles. So roughly the cooking time for this is about 20 minutes. You're packing it with lots of lovely vegetables, and you can use red, green, and yellow. Funny enough, Amel is not a fan of the green pepper. You know, she loves the red and yellow pepper. She thinks they're nice and sweet. I would agree with her there. So put that into the wok of the pan, and then just finish it off with your dressing, your peanuts, your sprouts at the last minute, and then just serve it on top of your cooked noodles. You can do this with rice, you can do it with egg noodles, but I specifically picked some rice noodles for this because it's lovely and light and they're delicious.
Oh, I think the sound of that's lovely. I like that. That's lovely.
Are you getting hungry?
I am starving, but every time I talk to you, I'm hungry. That's the problem. And I have to go there and wait for my dinner. But it is, that's lovely.
I'm,
well, listen, that's the chili beef and vegetable rice noodles with peanuts and the instant meatballs with cavolo nero and penne. Now, just a reminder again, the recipe...
Well done.
Even if I can't go, I can still pronounce some of the names. Now, just a reminder again, all the recipes are available at Marty in the Morning on the page there with Nevin's stuff and all the rest. And this lovely photograph, and like myself, a young photograph of the pair of us, which is always important. I don't know what I'll play today. I'll come up with something. Meatloaf. No, I'm not playing meatloaf. I'll play something else. Listen, Nevin, keep the faith, my friend, and we shall eventually touch base and see each other. But I'm thinking I'm not. I'm going to make some of these dishes now because I've got out of practice as we came back into the January lockdown thing. It's time to get back into it now, so I'm going to. It's time.
Listen, keep well, Marty, you're a gentleman. Thank you.
God bless you. Keep playing the tunes.
I will. I'll keep cooking you too.
You will too.
I love you. Bye bye. Chat to you next week. Thank you.